Hello, my name's William Gelder and welcome again to the Ladbrokes Racing Podcast. Much like you, no doubt, we're eagerly anticipating the New Year's Day action. And this latest edition, myself and Ben Stones will be casting an eye over the card at Cheltenham, with our four featured races set to be shown live on Channel 4. First up, we've got Grade 2 Novices Chase at 120. Won by Oscar Whiskey last year, and two horses who could emulate his success are the Paul Nicholls train Petite Zig and Philip Hobbs' Champagne West. Now, Ben, do you see this as a straight battle between the pair, or do you think there's likely to be room for others to get involved?
Yeah, I think it's going to be between these two for this race. In the contest last year, we had Takander Soy back in second. He went on to win the JLT Novices Chase at the festival. Petite Zig is 8-1 for that same race, which makes him the shortest price of all the UK runners in that market at the moment. He's unbeaten over fences. He beat Joss's Hill 9 lengths at Ascot last time out and smashed previous Grade 2 winner Dunraven Storm by 20 lengths, which looks pretty strong form. He's not raced this far to date over fences, but there are some signs in his pedigree that say that it should be fine for the step up in trip. As far as Champagne West goes, he definitely does stay the trip. He's a course and distance winner. His two wins haven't been by a big distance over fences, but he's definitely done enough and he's looked plenty of value for them. He likes Cheltenham. He's two wins and a fourth from his three visits to the track, that fourth coming in the Albert Bartlett. So he could be one that outstays Petite Zig at the end. And out of the two, I would probably be edging towards Champagne West.
Okie doke. And moving on to the 155, decent looking Grade 3 handicap chase over 2 mile, 5 furlongs. Paddy Power Gold Cup winner Cade de Burleigh appears to be the likely favourite. But you'll have a few interesting types for company as well. And I know you've marked down One Chance in particular, who loves a trip round Prestbury Park. But how do you see this one going?
Yeah, you're right. I think Cade de Burleigh was likely to go off favourite here. We'll start off with him. He was pulled up quickly after he made a big mistake at the water jump at Cheltenham in the December Gold Cup. So you can't really take a lot from that run. He goes off the same mark here, which is only a £5 higher mark than his Paddy Power Gold Cup win. Before that race last time, he'd been in the first three on all three of his runs, which have all come in big handicap chases at Cheltenham. So he's got race conditions to suit. And I think he could be worth an interest. But one at a big price that interests me is Champion Court. Trained by Martin Keithley, he seems to love Cheltenham. He's had 14 of his 27 career races at the track. He beat Menorah here over course and distance back in April 2013. But he's paid for that with a really high handicap mark of late. He's had to carry big weights. But after a few lacklustre performances this season, he's fallen down in the weights. He's down to a career low mark of 143. And he's got Conor Schumacher on board this time, which takes off another £3. So I think he could go close to at least treble the places. He's 3 from 4 over 2 mile, 5 at Cheltenham. So at a big price, that might be worth an each way tickle.
Now, it's not often I stick my neck out or put it on the line, but just with regards to this race, for my money, Bailey's Concerto is one that sticks out. I think it could be worth a few quid each way. Looks to be on the upgrade. Got up £39 in the weights in the last 7 months or so. So we'll see if we can continue on an upward curve. I know you don't necessarily agree, but he was a close third when giving a lot of weight at Aintree last time out. But before that, 5 straight successes have highlighted his progression. So it'll be interesting to see really if he can continue on that run and just how much we can read into that last run. But at 2:30, we've got a pretty tricky 3 mile handicap to unpick. You can make a case for a few of these. I'd be tempted to plump for Alan King's Orzana's Raid, given his recent course and distance success. But as we'll discuss, he's not the only progressive type to keep an eye on, is he?
No, I mean, this race has thrown up some interesting runners of recent years. A couple of years back, we had Houblon des Oboes in first and Tidal Bay back in third. And, you know, we all know what they've gone on to do. Orzana's Raid is a good place to start. He won a course and distance handicap off £4 higher 3 weeks ago. He showed a really willing attitude to see off Big Easy that time. He had a few of these behind him back in that day. They don't really look weighted to reverse the form. So I can't see him, any of those opponents, downing him this time, to be honest. This probably doesn't look as strong a contest either. But one that does interest me a lot is Southfield Vic. He's half-brother to Southfield Theatre, who was a no-second in the attempts final at the festival, and he's already a Grade 2 winner over fences. Southfield Vic, trained by Paul Nicholls, steps out of novice company for the first time on his handicap debut. He looks like he might have a nice weight. He stays a trip, and he does stay further as well, which could be important in these big handicaps with a strong pace, likely. He was fifth in a listed bumper, so likes Cheltenham, and he could be one for a lot of interest.
Yeah, and finally, the Dornan Engineering Hurdle rounds off the action from Cheltenham on Channel 4 at 3:05. Both got quite a few notes on this, and struggling to form any hardened conclusions. It looks a really tasty contest. You've got the likes of World Hurdle, second favourite beat that. You've got Rock on Ruby, Cole Harden, and Nicky Henderson's Vanito, all set to go to post. It's difficult to get away from those four when eyeing up a winner, but who do you think shades it?
I'm going to have to firmly sit on the fence, I think, with this one. It does look a very tricky race. There's only four that I can see winning, but splitting those four looks tough. The interesting move for me is the fact that Barry Geraghty has chosen to ride Vanito over Beat That. I mean, Beat That is a second favourite, like, as you say, at 7-1 for the World Hurdle. Yeah, he has to give Vanito £8 for this race, which might be tough first time out, although he did win on his seasonal reappearance last year, beating the aforementioned Champagne West by 10 lengths. He had Cole Harden four lengths behind him when he won the Sefton Novices at Aintree, and that opponent lines up again. He then went to win the Grade 1 at the Punchestown Festival. He had Don Polly back in second that day. He's now gone on to frank that form, albeit over fences, when he won a Grade 1 at Christmas in Ireland. The thing would be that perhaps puts me off is the fact that he's done his best winning at 3 miles. So the drop back to 2.5 miles might leave him liable to the more speedier type, which does bring in Vanita. Vanita was no match for the new one at Cheltenham last time, over a shorter trip or bit. But the new one was going away at the end that day. So with the step up in trip again for Vanita, I mean, I can see it being tough for him against some hardened stayers. The Rock on Ruby is probably, if I was forced to have a bet in this race, Rock on Ruby would probably be where I'd be going. He won a course and distance, Grade 2 last time out. Although this race is officially a drop down in class, this does look much tougher. He may be a champion hurdler of the past, but he does look like he needs the extra half a mile these days. So 2.4 looks like his ideal trip, with lacking a bit of speed perhaps against the youngsters. He's going through a bit of a revival, switched back to hurdles after his failed chase career, and I think this could be a race that's got everything going for him. He's got race fitness, he likes the course, he likes the distance, and the ground should be spot on for him. That would be where my money would be going.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that. I think Rock on Ruby will be the natural choice over this distance. Beat That, as you said. No, he's a very good 3-miler. Seasonal reappearance as well. Will he need the run? Well, we'll wait and see. But it should be a fantastic day's racing. There you have it. These are our thoughts ahead of a none too shabby New Year's Day card at Cheltenham. Four races to be shown live on Channel 4. They'll also have two from Musselburgh as well. Don't forget, if you back a winner at 4-1 in any live Channel 4 race, we'll give you a free bet up to £25. And for all your latest betting previews and tips, make sure you log on to news.ladbrokes.com. Well, that's about all we've got time for, so it's goodbye from myself and Ben, and we'll catch you again soon.